How are you doing?
I started recording now, so they've got that intro.
Why are you start recording when I'm talking like this? I don't want to think I'm some sort of weirdo. Hey ladies.
Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi guys, I'm Dan. I'm the game director of Isotic Games.
And I'm Darren. I do nothing.
I should start talking normally now, otherwise I'll think I'm some sort of squeaky pedophile.
Squeaky pedophile.
Yeah.
Be an awesome band name. If it was Larry Murphy. Larry Murphy is lead singer and Fritzl on drums.
This podcast has already started off very offensive.
So we'll talk about some games, and we'll talk about, like, I have them all here, so we'll talk about Batman first, because that's the first one that popped up.
And you're purely obsessed with it.
Yes, I am. You got a problem with that.
Well, since I haven't played it yet, no.
What do you think, like, how much have you heard about Batman?
I've been intentionally trying to avoid hearing them until I play it, but from what I've seen a few videos of just, like, Let's Play stuff, and it looks awesome.
Did you see that thing they released? They released Batman for the iPhone.
What?
Yeah, they released, like, a separate Batman game.
Is it the same thing, just ported for iOS, or...?
No, it's a completely different game, like, I don't understand the story to it, because I don't have an iPhone. I don't plan on ever getting one.
Nor do I plan on developing for iPhone.
But it's like, it looks horrible. Horrible, like, the graphics and that compared to Arkham City.
What do you expect when you go from
a
PC or a console build straight down to iOS build on an iPhone?
I know, but it still looks horrible, especially if it's like... Narrow down your audience so that, you know, you can't buy Arkham City if you don't have an iPhone. You're a bastard.
No,
fucking hate NetherRealm.
There's only an iOS build for the people that aren't bothered to play proper games.
I know.
That was their attempt.
How would you work an iOS game?
You mean, like, play something like Batman on an
Yeah,
iPhone?
Because...
I don't know what the game is, so...
But, like, you know, with action control, you wouldn't get buttons.
No, unless you do a virtual D-pad on the screen.
Still.
That's why I don't like playing games on mobile.
Yeah, because, like, the only games I play are legally downloaded Nintendo games.
While running an emulator off your phone.
A legal emulator that I bought. But, I got some of the DLC costumes for Batman. They were sweet.
What costumes?
I got the Dark Knight Strikes Again, which is basically what people are calling the Fat Man suit, because Batman looks like he's like 700 stone and angry at everything.
And we're going to Comic-Con. I wanted to get a Batman suit, and I looked at all the different ones, and you know the really crappy grey ones you can get? I saw that, and after I saw the deluxe one, I couldn't look at them again. And I can't get the deluxe one because it costs too much. It's like a grand.
You should get the one with the nipples on it.
Are you thinking of a gimp suit?
No, remember the old Batman...
Oh, where they actually...
The
armor has a physical
nipple. The armor for Batman and Robin have nipples. It is ridiculous. It's funny, my friend went to me, we were watching a movie, I can't remember what
one. I just have images of Batman sneaking behind someone and saying that, it's like, hey.
Because he was like, we were watching a movie and my friend went to me, oh yeah, the guy who did the costumes for this did the costumes for Batman, what one does he have the nipples in? I think it's like Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
And the instant I seen it, I went, no, I'm not watching this movie.
No.
The man ruined Batman. Well, not ruined Batman, but he ruined the suit for Batman. I think he watched the movie. I didn't bother watching. I left the house.
With a suit like that, I'm expecting it to be some sort of S&M movie, as opposed to a Batman movie.
Jeez, the ratings for Batman is very high. Look at that. 8, 10 out of 10, 9 out of 10, 10 out of 10, 5 stars out of 5 stars.
This is the problem with a podcast. People can't see what we're looking at.
I know, but that's why I'm saying, like, the ratings that I can see. It's like...
Everyone's included.
It's like 1UP.com gave it an A. XPlay gave it 5 out of 5. I don't see any review for, like, lower than 90%, 90 out of 100.
I don't know what website it was, but I did see a website that gave Arkham City 10%.
What? What retards? They must have just licked the controller for an hour instead of playing the game.
This game is so awesome, I want to taste you.
That would be funny though, if they're licking the controller for a solid hour instead of playing the game.
Okay.
Then we're on to the next game, which is Skyrim, which I haven't played yet.
And I have played intensively, and I'm purely obsessed with
it. I'm afraid to buy Skyrim out of, like, how much free time I have it.
Yeah, well, my plan was when that was being released, I worked my ass off so I could have, honestly, an entire week to play it, and that ended horribly with me, like, taking 3 weeks away from my work, so, yeah, that was bad. But the game is so immersive, it's unbelievable.
Some of the glitches I've seen were really funny for it.
Oh, yeah?
Like, there was ones for dragons where, you know, if you... Well, the shout.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, when you do that to a certain dragon, like an ice dragon or something, the dragon glitches and just doesn't move, and you can't kill it.
Oh god.
And like there was another one where your man was walking, he was running away from something, and everything kind of all of the textures started fucking up on him and started like flying past him on the screen.
There was one glitch I got that was hilarious but very annoying at the same time. It was okay, slight spoiler ahead. When you're in Dragon's Reach and you have to capture the dragon by tricking it to follow in so you can drop it. When it shows up, it caught the Jarl and thrown him from midair across the city. And yeah, he couldn't come back, so that was a hell of a glitch. He couldn't finish the quest. So I have to reload. But
look, that's just one more reason to hate PlayStation.
Why did you point out PlayStation?
They gave it 7 out of 10. Everyone else gave it 9 and 10 out of 10.
What was that reason to hate the PlayStation? That was just a bad timing by the AI. That was the dragon playing to win.
1UP gave it an A+ as well, an A-.
People be hating.
Which is weird. I can't imagine most people enjoying Batman more than they'd enjoy Skyrim.
Yeah, no. Well, I'm just
I don't know, I got pretty bored of Elder Scrolls after a while.
I've yet to get bored of it. I just finished all the Dark Brotherhood questline.
I've seen millions of videos of it. It's like taking over YouTube, like the new Call of Duty. Like everyone's gonna have teabagging animals and shit.
It's really difficult to teabag a dragon. It's literally you just climbing into it.
You still have to record that video.
Of me teabagging a dragon?
Yeah, remember you were saying you were going to do that.
Probably.
To make it as your game title for your YouTube channel, was that you're going to be the first person to have video footage of you teabagging a dragon.
At this point, I'm probably not, so. Yeah.
Also, which do you have it on, Xbox or. No, you don't have an Xbox, on PlayStation or PC?
PlayStation and PC.
You have it on PC?
Yeah.
How does
mods, purely.
How does it run on your PC?
Perfect, really. Like, there's a lot of people that are getting the frame rate glitch on. The PlayStation, but that's not the game, that's
your computer,
the PlayStation,
yeah.
How it handles memory, it handles it totally different how the Xbox and PC handle it, so that, I think they're trying to do a patch for it, but it's the fact that the PlayStation's hardware handles the memory so differently, it's just going to be a nightmare. So yeah, PC.
So I was told the PC one was the most glitched though.
Yeah, but the thing about the PC version is it can be patched so much faster, and
yeah.
People that have a good knowledge of it can mod it themselves.
Yeah.
Waiting for Bethesda to turn out patches.
Well, one of my friends modded his old Elder Scrolls,
yeah.
Oblivion. He gave himself a custom made sword. It was like the most unbeatable sword on the face of the planet.
Like one hit kills it.
Yeah, pretty much. Not even one hit kills. I think he could even look at them, point the sword in their direction, and they die.
Did you see the Skyrim video? Some guy on PC. He used the. If you're on the PC, you can use the command prompts to call dragons.
Mm.
He called 50 dragons.
Yeah, I did see that one.
Dear God.
The one where he did 50 and he tried to do 100 or so,
it
but
crashed.
Yeah.
And especially it was like on a really awesome spec PC as well.
What rating would you give Skyrim?
I know I'm a fanboy, I'm gonna say 10 out of 10. I suppose I'd give it a 9 purely for the fact that they didn't handle the development of the PlayStation 1 as best it could.
There's always something missing in each game that doesn't make it 100% popular, great. But Skyrim is a close one, apparently.
A very close one off the top of my head. I'm trying to think of anything I would genuinely flaw.
It was funny, my friend was going to me, oh yeah, I'm not that bad a fanboy for Skyrim and that, and I pointed at him, and right next to him was the fucking map for Skyrim. I went, what are you talking about? You bought the collector's edition.
The collector's edition is just so awesome. You got the dragon, but the map, like, you know the way when you got Oblivion, you got the map, and it was like on kind of laminate paper?
Yeah.
Skyrim is on cloth.
Yeah, I've seen it.
It is just so brilliant.
What do you get when you buy the game, or like, do you get, like, do you know the walkthrough for it? You get special perks for it
in the collector's edition of it.
When you buy, do you know, like, the walkthrough, you know where you can buy walkthroughs for games?
Yeah,
like in Arkham City, if you buy the Arkham City walkthrough, you get a glimpse at the next comic book graphic novel that's being released.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You get the first 15 pages of it.
Yeah.
What would you get with
it? Well, when I ordered my collector's edition of Skyrim, when it came, I got the dragon statue, the game map DVD.
Mm.
I also got the Prima Guide and two novels with it as well, two Elder Scrolls.
Did you get anything in the Prima Guide? Like, some Prima Guides have hidden things in them. Like, the next game we're talking about has a few hidden things.
I haven't looked much at the Prima Guide, clearly, because I don't want to know everything until I...
Mm.
Because
if you read, I think the last page or the first page, you get certain DLCs and shit for it. Like, say...
Well, for Skyrim, they haven't
like character
announced any of the DLCs,
you could get character models and shit for it.
Not that I know, but as far as I know, they haven't announced any DLC for... I know they're doing DLC for Skyrim, but they haven't announced what it is yet.
Mm-hmm. Next game we talk about, Saints Row the Third.
I'm just dying to play this. So
especially after you've seen those videos.
Yeah, that, wow.
Followed,
I want to get that car that fires you out.
The Genki Mobile.
Yeah.
I've got that on my one. When I bought my one, I got that the Genki DLC pack where you get Genki costume, which is like the big hat. You get a RPG that fires squids at people.
Yeah.
When you fire the squids at them, it attaches to their head, takes over their body, and they kind of like turn on their allies and attack them. And I think, like, after a certain while, if they don't attack someone, their head just explodes.
I just want to wear the cape costume and just be the worst superhero in the world.
Looking at, you know, what is that, Volition? Volition?
Oh, the studio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most of their games are pretty much the same kind of basis for a game.
Yeah, you have Saints Row, you have Red... Oh, I forgot they done Red Faction.
The Punisher. Punisher was an awesome game. You ever played it?
Punisher, yeah.
Oh, that was awesome. Especially for how gory it was. And when it goes, like, if you let the guy live, you get extra points and you kill him that way, or you can kill him with the trap and you lose, like, all the points you got from interrogating him. And I always killed him with the trap because it was like PlayStation 2. I didn't care about...
You were like, no, violence.
I didn't care about points. The point system didn't work. Bother, unless it was, like, say, an Xbox or a PlayStation where your score is displayed to people. What's Summoner?
Say what?
What's Summoner? The two of them.
I hate that as well. I have no idea.
When you get the player guide for Saints Row the Third, you get a DLC for... I think they might have it here somewhere. There it is. It's a... No, not there. It's you get kind of like a... There it is, actually. The Season Pass. The Nightblade DLC pack.
Okay.
You get Bloody Canoness outfit. Altar Boy. It's kind of like...
That sounds so bad already when you think of the game.
The Nightblade in the game is a movie series.
Okay.
That's made it. It's kind of like making fun of Blade with Twilight in it kind of thing.
Oh, I'm loving it already.
And your man's like a priest and he's fighting vampires and shit. you get two outfits, a bike and a Nightblade mobile. That's the only DLC I am waiting for. The Gangsters in Space, which won't be out until next Christmas. Which is so annoying.
That's like the ultimate tease. It's like, we're making a really... DLC, but yeah, you're not getting it for another year.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a DLC, why does it take so long to make?
That's weird as well, the Invincible Pack. They give you all the cheat codes.
Fair enough. I suppose if you just want to be lazy and just like, fuck this.
That was annoying with Saints Row 2, that you could put in cheat codes, but it'd ruin your achievement system.
Yeah, like, but to be that's fair though. Like, if you, I always love, after I finish the game once, I play it again with cheats just to basically go mad. And
yeah,
it's
but
fair to not,
yeah, yeah, but with someone like me who, like, once he finishes the game, there's like a 5% chance of me ever playing it again.
Depends on the game.
Like Saints Row 3, I play that repeatedly online with friends of mine because it's just funny going
yeah.
around in your custom made characters fucking shit up.
Firing each other out of cannons.
Jesus, the ratings are pretty, they're pretty everywhere for this, for Saints Row.
It's like either love it or hate it game.
Because Edge gave it 6 out of 10. Mm. But that being said, Game Radar gave it 10 out of 10.
It's a hell of an impression difference there.
I love the game.
I love it and I haven't even played it yet.
That being said, I just love sandbox action games.
Yeah.
Like anything like GTA, Saints Row, what other ones are there?
It's really for a fact, like, look at Red Dead Redemption as well.
Oh yeah, Red Dead.
I had so much fun playing that.
I wanted to play the online, but I got scared.
There are people there that are just too
good. I suck on online gameplay. If I play online, it just reaffirms my belief that I'm horrible at video games.
If there's a game that has online features like Red Dead that's been out for longer than a month, I won't play it online because I know there will be people now that are just too good.
Who are better than you in it.
And they will completely kill me.
What consoles do come out? Came out when all of them.
Yeah.
Except
Wii. Well, to be fair, what comes to the Wii?
We'll
shouldn't be the bashing developers.
Fuck them. They're mainstream. They can go cry into their bathtub full of money.
The Wii doesn't have money.
This one's going to be awkward to talk about because I'm guessing you haven't played Halo.
No, I don't like Halo.
And neither do I, which is going to make it really funny to talk about.
It's going to be a very one-sided review.
Yeah, because I've never played Halo, and I don't... Well, I have played Halo, but I didn't like it.
I was the same. I played it. I hated it. And yeah, ironically, on PlayStation, there's Unreal Tournament,
yeah.
Which is essentially the same thing, really.
Yeah.
And I love that. I don't know why I hated Halo. No.
I don't know why, especially because it's a decent enough game.
I think it was because Unreal Tournament had some epic vehicle things. You could drive, like, just giant...
Well, Halo has got them... Warthog, no.
Yeah, but like Unreal Tournament had, you know, in War of the Worlds, in the movie, the one with Tom Cruise, you know, the big walkers, machine things that the aliens have?
Yeah.
You could get something basically the exact same as that, which I just loved so much, and firing this big huge laser.
We've recorded 18 minutes, that's 10 minutes longer than we thought we'd record.
Because we talked a lot of bullshit.
Yeah, pretty much. Like in... When I was playing Halo, I got bored very easily. I mean, I played on co-op with my brother, and he knew everything to do. I knew nothing.
he was going just be the stereotypical Halo player running around going, fuck it, fuck it, fuck it.
He was going like, what are you doing? I mean, I'm just running around. I'm trying to figure out what I'm supposed to do. Because it's just annoying as well, because all my friends, you know, they love first-person shooters. And
yeah.
I fucking hate first-person shooters.
I love first-person shooters. How can you hate a first-person shooter? It's so much more immersive.
It's the repetitiveness of it.
Explain.
Like, you know, when you're shooting a shotgun, you get the same animation over and over again. Like, with Battlefield 3, have you seen, like, the death animation for Battlefield 3?
Yeah.
It's made so it looks kind of creative,
yeah.
But you get the same death scene every time, where it's like you're lying on the ground and his hand lifts up and then back down to the ground, and it's the same death over
yeah,
and over
that,
again.
That's not really a first person shooter problem, that's the developers not putting time into to make more variations of it. So you can't really blame the first person for that.
It's mostly just kind of like the animations for first person shooters that annoy me out of everything.
I've always found them so much more immersive because, like,
only first person games I play are the ones Bethesda made.
Oh yeah,
and that's Fallout and fucking.
That's the thing about it, you have the option to go third person as well.
For Fallout, that yeah you do, but third person in Fallout is pretty shit. You
lose because they aim for it to be first person, but so many people complain.
You lose the hairlines on the screen as well, I think, don't you?
The crosshair for your
gun. Yeah, the crosshair for your gun and shit.
I think you're still on it. I can't remember.
I never played in third person. No.
Neither did I. That's why I don't know.
Fallout was awesome, though. But I'm not going to get you started on Fallout.
Why not? Oh, that's right. I'm obsessed with it.
Are you still going to get the Vault 101 tattoos on your nipples?
I don't think Niamh would appreciate
you
that.
You should get, you know, the vault doors on your back. Then work.
I thought you were going to refer to my ass there.
Then actually, that could work too. To where the vault doors would be closed like that. You spread open and the vault doors open.
Oh,
so I was going to say you could work it out with your back and kind of like work out so where you could open the door like that and then you could close the door like that and open it like that.
Oh, we could just make some very terrible toilet jokes then about that.
It was like the one my friend was trying to do where he was going to get his hands tattooed on his nipples and he was going to work out to where he could flex his bicep and it looked like he was rubbing his nipples and he was shirtless.
How did this podcast go from games to perverted tattooing?
Things happen. It's because we can't talk much about Halo, because neither of us like it.
And as opposed to move on to the next game, we'll just start making up vulgar tattoos.
We'll move to Star Wars The Old Republic.
Oh, thank God.
Jesus, 135 million into The Old Republic.
Players? As in beta testers?
No, just the development cost.
Oh, right. I was like, what?
That's ridiculous.
Didn't Killzone 3... Killzone 3, didn't it cost 10 million to make?
I see.
It's like Googling that.
Production cost usually comes up on their wiki page, doesn't it?
Generally, yeah. I don't know, I heard something like 10 million. I could be completely wrong, though.
I can't see anything. There's a lot of writing and I don't see any numbers.
We'll assume we're right as usual and say it's 10 million.
Yeah, but it says here that Knights of the Old Republic is the most expensive video game ever created.
Well, there's a lot to consider. The fact that it's online and everything, and you know.
Oh, BioWare made it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to remember the other games BioWare made.
Mass Effect, Dragon's Age.
Oh, Jesus, if my friend Tom listened, he'd hate me because he loves Mass Effect. What other games did they make? Mass Effect 2, Mass Effect 3, Dragon Age. Mostly, like, they made mostly RPG games by the look of it.
Yeah. I still haven't finished Mass Effect 3. Or 3? 2?
Yeah, 3's not out yet.
Yeah, it's like, what?
3's gonna be awesome, though.
They leaked the ending of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I think they're rewriting it now.
Oh, that's horrible.
Like, when you consider it's, even officially started development yet? And the ending...
Yeah, the ending's already been released for them.
I had no clue. Once I heard it, I was like, no, I don't want to look.
It's gonna be awesome, though. I'd say they'll put in that thing they put in the Mass Effect 2 where you can transfer your character over.
That would be just awesome.
The only thing that annoyed me in Mass Effect 2 was that I couldn't get laid in it. And I tried getting laid with everybody.
Oh, Jesus.
And I was like twittering about it. Just go fucking make out with a shepherd.
Hey, baby, I'm some nice pixels.
It was going to all the characters and none of them would make love to a shepherd in it.
I like your pixel shader, baby.
I was going like, you bitch, I fucking saved your home planet. The least you can do is suck my cock in it. It's December 20th. When's that? Like 3 days? Probably 5 days. It's out today, actually.
The Old Republic?
Yeah. In Europe, anyway, it's out today. That's
why
weird.
We lived in Europe.
That's weird that like Europe gets a pre-order before America does. That usually works the opposite way around.
Yeah, the thing is, a lot of them are now starting to.
And like I said earlier, most Americans have spent most of the time licking the computer instead of playing it.
Oh, Jesus!
How many classes do you get?
In the Old Republic, I haven't.
I'd end up going for the Empire if I was playing Star Wars. Empire is the evil bastards, isn't it? Yeah, it is. I'd be a bounty hunter. And I'd be singing that MC Chris song repeatedly.
I think I'd end up being Empire 2, purely because I have that little darker side to me.
That being a good guy in online games, appreciate it.
Yeah. Like in Skyrim, for instance.
Like, look at that. Look at that. The bad guy you get in The Republic is a smuggler.
oh, you're so badass. You smuggle stuff.
The smallest you get in the Empire is a bounty hunter. You get Jedi Consular for the Republic, and you get a Sith Inquisitor for the Empire. You're obviously going to go for the Empire.
It's like, 90% of everyone would be the Empire, then there'd be a small 10%.
The only thing that makes me not want to play this even more is the amount of fucking people who will quote Darth Vader over and over.
Like, I am your father. No, I am your father. No, I am your father.
I'll be running around the place just singing, my backpack's got jets and I'm Boba the Fett.
just been looking for a giant gun, the giant boob nipple gun, as I like to refer to it.
One of my friends had already started a class. Would it be a class? I don't play online.
Yeah, I assume so.
Do you know what? Whatever you fuck you call it in WoW or something, he created a class with all these people. And these people have been playing, like, say, WoW and RuneScape and shit for like 700 years. And he was trying to get me into it. I was going, why would you want me in this?
I was on, speaking of World of Warcraft, I was on one of Bethesda's forums for Skyrim, and someone was trying to sell World of Warcraft gold on that. It's like, why?
What's World of Warcraft gold?
It's basically your currency. But, like, I don't even play
there are people who would do that. Chances are someone did buy that.
Yeah, probably. But the thing is, a lot of people hack accounts, steal their people's stuff, and then sell it on.
Do you know, I hope as well?
It's an under CD world.
I'm going to backtrack a bit and talk about Mass Effect, even though we didn't talk about it at all. But
I'll have to make it quick. I got a text. I have to go.
I'm hoping to God that Sekarine is in again.
Oh, yeah. That was just brilliant.
So seeing as how you got the text, we'll leave it at that. Sure. We got almost half an hour of recording done.
Considering we thought we'd be doing like 10 minutes.
Yeah, we got almost half an hour done, which is pretty amazing. And I'm going to look for a song to put at the start and the end of this as well.
Excellent.
So we'll
something 8-bit.
Yeah, I was going to do that. So we'll leave it at that.